देवी संपद विमोक्षाय निबंधाय सुरी मता मातु च संपदम दैवी अभिजातोसी पांडव. दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स. देवी संपद से क्वालिटीज डिवाइन क्वालिटीज दैट इज डिस्क्राइब अवयव सत्व संशुद्धि. That is, we have it is stated in the first stanza. Avayama sattva samsiddhi jnana yoga bhavasthiti dhanam damasya jagasya sattaya tapasattvam ahimsa sattva krodha sattvam akrodha tyaga shanti yavishnam daya bhuteshu अलोकम आगमम तीज चापत तेज क्षमा धृति शौचम अद्रोह नाधिनाधिता भवंती संपदम दैवीन वीराजी देवी संपद. तो ये लास्ट टाइम के अभी था दैट देवी संपद इज डिस्क्राइब देयर इज नथिंग सीक्रेट एवरीथिंग इज ओपन. So, if you develop these qualities, avayam sattva samsiddhi, etc., then you become qualified with divine possession. Sampatti. Sampatti means what you possess under your control. So, sampatti, two kinds of sampatti. Divine sampatti, and demonic sampatti. demonic sampatti also described. Dhamma dhatta vimanascha krodha parusvameva ajnanam charijatascha partha sampadam asu. Asura, the adjective is asurim. Asurim and the two sampattis are there. They are open before you. Now you take up whatever you like. It is up to you. It is not forbidden that devi sampatti is meant for a class of men, and Asuri Sampatti is meant for another class. No? Krishna is open to everyone. Krishna is not monopolized by a certain class of men. Don't think like that. If Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, or like that, a Kshatri, therefore he is meant for others. No. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is everyone's property. He's not, don't think in that way. Just like it is stated in the English dictionary. Krishna, one of the Hindu gods. Krishna does not say that I am the Hindu god. They are made in the dictionary, Krishna, one of the Hindu gods. They have no knowledge about Krishna. Krishna says, sarvajonishu kaunte, all species of life. There are 8 million, 400 species of life. Jalajana vulakkani, sabra alukkani, 9 lakh species in the water, and trees and plants, there are 2 million species, similarly insects, Thavaralakkhamasi, Garayanavalakkhani, Thavaralakkhamasi, Kirimaya Rudra Sankhata, 11 lakh species, 1,100,000 species of insects, serpents, snakes, like that, gradually developing from water, fish to, as the water dries up, then they come out as grass, as vegetable, then grow different types of trees, plants, creepers, then gradually develops to become insects, flies, then develops to serpents. And this is evolution. The Darwin theory, he does not know. He has caught up some words from this Padmapurana and tried to give his own invention. Evolution is already there. But this is evolution. From aquatics to plants, trees, then insects, then birds, then beasts, then human beings, civilized and not civilized, then demigods and others. That is the evolutionary process. So Krishna said that sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mukta. All kinds of forms that are coming out of the 8,400,000 species of life. Tasan mahajjanik brahma ahamabhija padapita. I have received living father. And the material body is given by the material nature. Just like father is the seed, impregnates the mother, and the mother supplies the body. The body belongs to the mother, and the spirit soul belongs to the Supreme Father. But it comes to the material father. Actually, the Supreme Father is Krishna. Therefore he says, Ahamabhija Padapita. So Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is not monopolized. This is a wrong theory. He is a Hindu god. No. He is for everyone. Otherwise, how you Americans, Europeans, and others outside India, how you are accepted? Because originally Krishna is your father. Everyone's father. Not only you, but the animals, the trees, the plants, the insects, the serpents, the aquatic, the fields, everyone is kind of Krishna. This is Daivisham. Therefore, when you come to the Daivisham path, then you understand that we all are our brothers, universal brothers. Not that the American is my brother and the American cows are not milk. Let them go to the slaughter. This is all defect. Understand. The real understanding is that God, Krishna, the Supreme Father, and we are all sons of God. This is real Pandita. That is real knowledge. Therefore, those who are in real knowledge, samadarsana, pandita samadarsana, vidyavinaya sampanni, brahmani, gurihasini, suniteta sapateta, pandita samadarsana. Pandit, one pandit, one who is learned, pandit means learned. And he knows that this American, this European, this African, this Indian, these cows, the dogs, the elephants, trees, the plants, the fish, they have got different race only, but the soul is the same. The living force within the body, there is the same particle, spiritual particle, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Krishna. This is Jainism. So, when we come to this platform of knowledge, the Devi Sampad Vimokshaya, then you become liberated. Immediately. Liberation means who come to the platform of real knowledge. That is called liberation. That is the definition given in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is liberation? Mukti. And he says, mukti hitya anatha rupam savupena avasthiti. Hitya means giving up. Mukti means hitya giving up. Hitya anatha rupam. Something otherwise. As with it so, I'm thinking I'm American. I'm thinking, I'm Indian. This is anatha rupam. That is not the real conception of life. Real conception of life is aham brahmasmi. I have the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That is reality. That is called self-realization. Self-realization does not mean something humble. Self-realization means to understand his real constitutional position, what I am. Just like Sanatana Goswami approached Srila Gaurasundara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked, Kiyami, who I am? Kiyami, Kiyami, Kano, Madhya, Japi, Tapa, Troy. What is my constitutional position? Why I am suffering the threefold miseries of this material age? This is the inquiry. Everyone is suffering. Somebody is in ignorance. And although he is suffering, he is thinking that he is very well. This is called Maya. Maya means you are accepting something which is not. This is called Maya. What you are accepting, that is false. This is karma. So you are accepting, I am this body. I am American. I am Indian. I am Christian. I am Hindu. I am black. I am white. I am thin. I am fat. So this is Maya. So when we give up this Maya conception of life, that is good. You may remain in the same body, but if you are not under Maya, bodily concept of life, that is called mukti, liberation. Therefore, it is said, devi sampad vimokshaya. Moksha, moksha means liberation. If you develop this devi sampad, then you become fit for becoming liberated. Because what is the position? Why you are suffering? Why you are dying? Why you are taking birth? Why you are becoming old? On account of this material body. This is knowledge. Jnana vairagya. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Jnana and vairagya. These things are required. That is dvaiva sampada. Only dvaiva sampada means jnana yuga. Immediately. Abhayam satta samsuddhi jnana yugam avasuddhi. This is possible when you are situated on the platform of knowledge. This is knowledge. That I am spirit soul, I am falsely identifying myself with this body. The body is the source of my all suffering and entanglement. This is knowledge. Then, when we try to give up the ignorance of bodily concept of life, then we become gradually liberated. First of all, abhayam. Abhayam means we are always afraid. We are always agitated, anxiety, because I am thinking and this body. But if you are completely realized that you are not this body, you are something else, spirit soul, then I am immediately free from anxiety. That is called avayam. No more fear, no more anxiety. Because everyone is ultimately afraid of being killed. But if he understands fully that he is not this body, then kill or not kill, he is not any attached to this body. Narottam Das Thakur says, therefore, Deha smriti nahi jaat, samsara bandhan kaha ta. If one becomes free from the bodily concept of life, then where is material misery? Material misery is not affecting. He knows that just like I am putting on this star, if it is stored, so am I affected? I am not affected. I am within this star. Similarly, if I am fully convinced that I am not this body, then if there is some injury or some disease or some mishap in the body, I am not concerned. But I know that I am not this body. That is self-realization. The demands of the body, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, this is the demands of the body. But if I am situated in self-realization, then these demands will not bother me. There are many persons who are not agitated by hunger, who are not agitated not having opportunity or sleeping. They don't sleep. Nidra ahara vihara tadim jito. About the Bhushanamiti, it is said that these things, material demands of the body, sleeping, eating, sex and defense, they are the demands of the body. But how they become Goswami or Swami? Because they are not affected by these demands. That is Goswami. That is Swami. Swami means master. Goswami means master of the senses. Say, if I am servant of the senses, how I can become Goswami? How we can become Swami? That is false, hypocrisy. If you are servant of the senses, then you are Godas. Das means servant. And go means senses. And if you are master of the senses, then you are Goswami. Every word has meaning. So without being fit, we should not use this word as personal disease. That is not good. Mukti means, that is mukti. When we are not servant of the dictation of the sense, that is called mukti. So long we remain servant and obliged to perform according to the dictation of the senses, then I am Godas and the material thing. Godas are under the spell of the material energy. Servant of the material energy. They will be Sāgunamayimova, the Maya, the Prakriti is dictating. Prakriti, Kyamārāni, Gunai Karmāni, Sarvata. Dictating means you voluntarily become subjected to the dictation of this material nature. She cannot dictate if you are strong. But if you agree that I shall be dictated by you, then you become dictated. Just like a disease, if you infect the disease, then you must suffer. But if you remain very fit, competent, not to be infected by the germs of the disease, you are not disease. This is the way. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that our different types of body, desires, activities, are due to our being infected by the particular quality of material nature. Perfected quality. There are three qualities, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. If you want to be infected by the tamogun quality, then you are suffering the infectious disease of tamogun. Tamogun means nidra alasya, ignorance, and sleeping more, laziness, and alasya. Alasya, laziness, nidra means sleeping, and ignorance. Just like cats and dogs, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the dream. This is tamogun. And rajogun means activities for sense enjoyment. So rajogun, just like the kurmis, they are working hard, they are none. What is the purpose? Sex. Why you are working so hard, sir? You will enjoy sex at night. This is my ambition. Oh, very good ambition. This ambition the dogs also have got. So why you are working so hard? No, that is my ambition. I am less than dog. Dog gets opportunity of sex life in the street without any working hard. But I will have to work hard to enjoy the thing. So I am less than dog. One should admit that. That I am less than dog. Dog gets sex life without any. Visaya phalu sarvata syat. Sastra says, visaya. Visaya means the sense enjoyment. The primary sense enjoyment is eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. So where there is one of these four facilities, the birds have got these facilities, the beasts, for sex life, the birds and beasts, they have got automatically. Two birds are born, two eggs, one male, one female, from the very beginning. We are also born, brother and sister. But human society does not allow sex between brother and sister. And still, you feel formality there. But that is also going. Human life is advanced. That is going on. In India, one Punjabi, the father was anxious to get the daughter married, and the brother wrote the father, "My dear father, don't go bother about my sister marriage. We have arranged ourselves, brother and sister." You see? So sex life is so strong. Although socially it is forbidden that brother and sister should not marry or should not have sex life. But that is also come. It is Kali. So that sex life facility is there automatically by nature. So why there is forbidden? Not this sex life, not that sex life we forbid. No illicit sex. So without marriage, there is no sex. So one may argue, what is the difference, marriage sex and not marriage sex? Business is the same. No, there is some meaning. These ethics are made to bring him to the position of the Devi Sampo, Sapta Samsiddhi. The purpose is to bring him to the platform of Devi Sampo. If he becomes like cats and dogs, then he cannot attain the Devi Sampo. If there is rules and regulations, restrictions and following, then gradually he will come to the platform of Devi Sampo. And what is the purpose of Devi Sampo? Devi Sampo Vimokshaya. If you develop your Devi Sampo, then you become fit for Vimokshaya, for liberation. What is that liberation? Liberation means Janmamukti Jara Vyadhi. Liberation from these four things. No more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. So, people are unaware and they are not interested. What is Vimokshaya? What is Nibandhaya? Exactly like cats and dogs, they are after these four principles of material body. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying little bit. Success or no success does not matter. As we are servant of Krishna, it is our duty to present the real thing. Now we accept, not accept, that is not my business. I can request you that you accept this principle and be liberated from these sufferings of material life. Janmamrityujarabhyam. But they have become careless. Never mind. I shall again take my bath and die. I shall become dog. In this Hawaii, sometimes I was speaking in the university. So, then when I was speaking like that, one student said, "What is wrong there if I become dog?" Yes. He frankly said, "I shall forget everything." So, this is the university education. That one is not afraid of becoming a dog. He thinks that this is also very good. So, where is the humanity? Where is the human civilization? People have gone so downtrodden, so fallen. Therefore, it is very, very difficult to raise them. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, and the Shastra say, that people in this age are so fallen, it is very difficult to raise them by properly giving education. They will not take education, they will not be able. Therefore, he has a comment there. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi. So, we are trying our best. So, only request is those who do not comply with our rules and regulations, at least they may chant Hare Krishna wherever they may. That is my request. Thank you.